Zwolt the Shade sensed that there was something in the wind when Valea sent for him. Standing in her presence, he knew it was not bad news for him or a reprimand. The Sable Queen invited him to eat with her. Two plump, freshly grilled rudd lay on a bed of dandelion leaves in front of her. The aroma of the cooked fish was mouth-watering. Allowing her servant Derva to pour out goblets of pale cider, she smilingly beckoned Zwolt to sit at her side.
Ah, my faithful commander, I have things to tell you. Come, eat with me and enjoy.
Valea uttered a low melodious chuckle as the other Sable looked hesitantly at the two fish.
Derva, eat a small bit from each of these rudd, just to assure my brave friend that they are not poisoned. Take a sip from both goblets also.
The ancient rat sampled the fish, washing the fragments down with a sip from each drink. She cackled, showing the stumps of her gnarled teeth. Zwolt drew back as she clutched the hem of his cloak.
Still not sure, noble warrior? I'll take your portion if you so wish.
The Sable Queen smiled, dismissing Derva.
Enough. See my cooks and get one for yourself.
Using a dainty rosewood spike, she speared a piece of fish, then swallowed it gracefully.
Now comes my time of triumph. Svilt, you have served me well, but there is yet more to be done.
The fish was delicious. Svilt cleared his mouth with a draught of the fine pale cider.
More, Majesty?
Valea's glittering eyes held him entranced.
My army is ready now. We have a sufficient number of ravagers, but not to fight with. War is a fool's game.
The Shade did not share his queen's view of things, but he nodded, eager to hear more.
Majesty, what do you intend doing with all these warriors at your command? They are trained and seasoned fighters.
Valea's small, pointed teeth showed as she leaned forward.
I know. You train them well, Svilt. Nothing escapes the eyes of your Sable Queen. Listen now. Go to the Ravagers' camp. Make them ready to march tomorrow morn. Be sure they are well armed, as my personal bodyguard should be. It will be a display of my power and ferocity.
Svilt bowed his head.
I hear and obey, Majesty. But why are you doing this?
Valea spat out a fishbone. She held it up, inspecting it.
Because tomorrow we go to the Abbey of Redwall.
Ignoring Svilt, she turned to her servant, Derva.
Go and select three of my young prisoners. They will accompany me.
The old rat hoppled off, cackling hoarsely.
So, now the game begins.